For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson advised people not to attend demonstrations in the UK after the word racist was scrawled on a Churchill statue during protests over the killing of George Floyd.
You've got a situation in which the statue of Winston Churchill, who is a national hero, has had to be boarded up for fear of violent attack. That, to me, is both absurd and wrong.
City officials in Palmdale, California, said on Saturday that they support calls by activists and residents who have demanded an independent investigation into the death of Robert Fuller, a 24-year-old black man who was found hanging from a tree in a public square this week. His sister spoke from the rally in Palmdale.
It's really crazy to all of us, and we really are here to support Robert, and we really want to find out the truth of what really happened.
Yeah.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams told This Week with George Stephanopoulos on Sunday that the deadly shooting of another black man in Atlanta demonstrates the legitimacy of Black Lives Matter protests.
There's a legitimacy to this anger. There's a legitimacy to this outrage. A man was murdered because he was asleep in a drive-thru. And we know that this is not an isolated occurrence. We also know that a man taking a taser from a police officer in Pennsylvania resulted in his arrest. But because this person was black, it resulted in his death.
The protesters in Seattle have taken over a seven-block area near the police department's East Precinct. Seattle Police Officers Guild President Michael Sloan told Fox News that the federal government is watching the movement spread to other major cities.
As we're already seeing signs that it's occurring down in Portland, Oregon, and we've heard things happening in Nashville, and my sources are telling me that the federal government is extremely interested in this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Newly minted UFC flyweight Cynthia Cavillo spoke to reporters after defeating one-time title challenger Jessica Eye in the main event of UFC Vegas 2.
I was literally in the gym for 1 week, and the next day I had a fight lined up. So it was just really weird, and especially because it was a fifth-round fight, and so it took me a little while to just really get warmed up there.
A member of a legendary country music family has been killed. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Police in Tennessee say the single vehicle crash on Saturday night led to the death of the daughter of country singer Hank Williams Jr., who is also the granddaughter of country legend Hank Williams. They say 27-year-old Catherine Williams Dunning was driving south on Highway 79 in Henry County, west of Nashville, when the vehicle crossed the median and started rolling. Her husband was also in the vehicle. He was injured in the crash and had to be airlifted to a hospital. There's no word on his current condition. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Coast Guard in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, came to the rescue of two people and a cat that were saved from their houseboat when it started sinking. An MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter and a 29-foot response boat assisted in the rescue. The two people were hoisted into the helicopter and brought to the airport. The boat crew took the cat aboard and returned it to its owners. No medical concerns were reported. For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.